And a very good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Education is the theme here today as we will talk USD 383 and Manhattan Christian College. That'll be later in the hour. We're going to start things off, though, with a couple members of USD 383. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joining us on the other side of the glass. Eric, good morning. Oh. Eric, are you there?
I'm there.
Oh, okay. Got you now. And Carla Hagemeister, board president, joins me on my side of the glass. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you guys both in here. And we understand the school year has completed. Last week, we had the last day of official classes. And boy, everybody may be breathing a sigh of relief to get through the last couple months. Eric, is that fair to say?
Well, it was sure the strangest last 2 months of school I've ever had in my career. So, I think the hard part was no one wanted to see it in that way. So the way we ended was difficult for, I think, everybody. Not getting closure, not getting to say goodbye in a normal fashion was difficult for our people and for our students. So it was strange. I don't want to say I'm relieved that it's over because it's not really over. But
yeah. Yeah, I understand. And you know, it's sad for a lot of folks that, you know, weren't able to say goodbye to their teachers and teachers to their students. And it's very difficult. And I understand, I was talking with Carla here beforehand, there are some contingency plans, at least for the graduates, who may have been hit the hardest, the seniors.
Yeah, there are.
Go
ahead, Carla.
Okay, we were talking just before we came on that Mr. Dorst and the district announced yesterday that we have identified a date for a in-person graduation ceremony for the class of 2020, as long as that is allowable. We've identified August 2nd as the date to be held at Bishop Stadium. We are soliciting information from our graduates in regards to some of the details about, I expect, how many people they would want to attend and so forth, so that we can push out some more of the particulars to them and the timing and details on that end of it. But they can certainly mark that date on the calendar as the date that we are aiming for that in-person graduation recognition.
Would that be did you say a time on that? Would it be afternoon? Or do you not know?
Quite honestly, I kind of hope not,
okay,
because it is August 2nd.
Sure.
It's a Sunday.
We haven't identified the time yet. Eric might be able to fill that in a bit.
I don't think we've identified the time, but Sunday morning is not a good time for most families on graduation. So, but also, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on August can be kind of warm. So I think it probably depends on how much we have to space out, or how we're able to space out during that time as well, because we might be in shift.
Okay.
It could potentially look a lot of different ways, depending on what we're allowed to do.
Well, I think it's good, though, that there's little optimism that potentially there will be an opportunity for students to have the maybe a non-traditional, traditional type of graduation still.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's,
we realize that's an important milestone for our students and a time for them to celebrate with their families. And if it's possible for that to happen, we want to do what we can do to make it happen.
All right. Well, another thing that we're seeing here a lot in school districts is retirements. And I understand tonight at the school board meeting, Carla, we'll have a few of those as well.
We will. We've got close to 30 retirements this year. I was looking at our list before we came on, and I noted that we've got 6 staff members, teachers, or different type of staff that have retired or retiring this year with more than 30 years of service to USD 383 in particular. One of those, Karen Klein, who is a FACTS teacher at MHS, has been with the district for 51 years. And we have another 6 staff members who had more than 25 years. So we've certainly have some people with a lot of longevity that have given a lot of their time and service, and dedication to the students and families in the district that we want to recognize.
Yeah, certainly. Wow, 51 years, that's a long time for anywhere, honestly.
It sure is.
Wait. Yeah, and Karen actually retired last year, but she did it late, so we couldn't recognize her last year. She tried to sneak it out on us, and we're not going to let her. We're going to recognize that 51 years.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And there's even some principal changes coming as well. Is that right, Eric?
Yep. We've got new principal retiring at Northview, Dr. Cleon Morton. She's such a gem, and we're going to miss her so much. But be looking forward to replacing that position, working on that right now. And I believe last meeting we announced Danny Simon as the new Woodrow Wilson principal as well. So, yep, we just continue to keep rolling.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good news. It's always nice to celebrate those people who give so much to our children here in the community. Let's keep rolling with the good news here. I told Carla, I know I didn't get a chance to talk to you beforehand, Eric, but donations and grants. Let's see what's coming in here tonight, what will be announced.
Eric, do you have those handy? If you don't, I do.
Why don't you go ahead? I don't have them handy.
Okay. Got it. So tonight we'll recognize a $2,700 cash grant from Ogden Friendship House United Methodist Church to Ogden Elementary for garden supplies, an $8,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel, a $500 cash donation from Human Resource Management Network to Manhattan High School for signage promoting the business program, a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Learning Center for behavioral mental health support personnel, an $1,800 cash donation from Frank Bergman Elementary PTO to Frank Bergman Elementary for the Reading Count Transition subscription, and a $12,040 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, for a total of $29,040 of donations and grants at this meeting. And as always, we want to recognize and appreciate the support that we have from the community for these programs.
Absolutely. That's a lot of money that's being donated into the school district, and it's always good to hear that. As we get into the thick of the agenda here tonight, we were previewing it a little bit on our newscast this morning, and one of the things I noted here was the school meal prices. There will be a presentation on that tonight with Stephanie Smith. And Eric, as I understand, she's going to be asking for no increases on meal prices for the next school year.
That is correct, Brandon. Actually, it's been really hard to nail down vendors on pricing right now, so we decided to move forward with what we have. Stephanie does a great job managing her budget, so we also realized that this impact on a lot of families is going to be difficult, so we didn't want to go up. We don't want to go up on anything unless we truly have to and can show that.
All right. And this is all around the district. This will impact every school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every school.
And speaking of meals, by the way, summer meal program, how is that going to be handled this summer?
Summer feeding program is going to basically follow what we've been doing the last 2 months and what we've evolved to, where we're doing two feedings a week, so Mondays and Wednesdays. We might look at adding another day possibility, but we provide the next day's breakfast and meals as well, so we provide for all 5 days. Planning on that continuing. We are having to adjust some of our sites based on use, and you know, when summer hits, sometimes some of those areas will drop off, so some of the remote sites we might not be delivering to anymore. So I would pay attention and be able to follow the communications of what ends, what starts, where we're feeding, where we're dropping off. So we're basically going to continue as we have at the end of the year.
Carla, I might ask you, how well do you think that program has run the last couple months, given all the circumstances that we've been under?
I think that is a shining example of what happens when people think out of the box and think creatively and work together. You've had the team from Stephanie, the child nutrition team that has been the leadership, but then you've also had teachers and other building staff members, probably transportation and other people that have filled in the needed steps and needed parts. And we know that one of the things that has been so sorely missed for kids is that connection with people and connection with their buildings and the folks that they normally would see every day. And so those feeding sites, I think, are important to remember that they're not just feeding students, they're not just meeting their physical needs, but it's also a great social and emotional support for the kids and families, that they stay connected to their schools, they stay connected to the people that are important in their lives, and have something that they can really look forward to. Even if they're not getting out of the cars and being able to be in their buildings, they're getting that connection and feeling that support, and I think that's really crucial right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and I'll add there too, Brandon. You know, it took a lot of creativity, but it also took permission from, the school lunch and breakfast program, the federal program. So in order to change these things, you need some flexibility. And the federal government actually moved reasonably quickly for us to be able to change how we do it to meet the demands of COVID-19. So I'm really appreciative for all those entities at the federal level and the state level to help support us. And I'll also remind that's going to continue as the drive-by and pick-up option. We're not going in and eating in the cafeterias this summer.
All right. Good to know. And that, I know a lot of people utilize that service, and it's been well-received as far as I've heard from a lot of folks in the community. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we'll talk about some other items on the agenda here tonight. Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this on KMAN.